Fantastic. We're talking with Robbie Timmons, a founding member of Cantor and a very well-known and highly regarded newscaster, both from the Lansing area and from Metro Detroit. Robbie, to answer this for me,
sure.
When it comes to the animals themselves, I would imagine that the surface that they run on and train on for the most part tends to be different ground than when they actually leave the profession of racing and go out to a farm or somewhere. I would imagine that can be difficult on their actual hoofs. And tell me about that a little bit.
You know, you're exactly right. And I hear this from farriers. I'm not the horse expert like Betsy Carr would be, but I hear this from farriers in that the racing shoe is a lot different, and the surface, like you said, on the track is a lot different. So the hoof is maybe angled in a certain way or turned a certain way because of the racing shoe, because they want the grip on the shoe to grip the racetrack so that the horse doesn't fall. So when we get them in, the farrier is one of the most important people, too, to see them right away, because they need to not only take that racing shoe off and get them used to another shoe, but sometimes that shoe will help either heal a hoof or maybe change the hoof a little bit so that the horse has more of a regular gait, or, like I say, Betsy Carr could explain this better than I can. That's kind of the basics. I know from what the farriers tell me that sometimes they will have to work with a horse's hoof with a regular horseshoe to change the hoof and to make the hoof and the leg maybe healthier.
Interesting.
So you're exactly right on that.
When it comes to choosing someone to actually take one of these horses, are there certain people who make for better owners of a former racehorse than others? Tell me about that.
Well, they should be horse knowledge about horses, because a racehorse is a little bit different, and with every buyer has to be pre-approved by Cantor. We go through an approval process, but each racehorse is, you have to have a little bit of knowledge and experience with a horse, and they should have some retraining. Once we get them into Cantor, we try to give them some basic retraining. It's what they usually do once they come into Cantor. They're used to that racing and competitive, and they're, you know, go, 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 and what do I have to do now? Usually they go into the boarding facility, and the owners will say, you know, for the first 3 or 4 days, we just let them out in the pasture. We just let them be a horse. And it doesn't take them long to realize, wow, I don't have to work. And they're rolling around, and they're just having a great time. And then it's almost like they settle down immediately. And then they kind of go, okay, now what do you want me to do? But, yeah, it should be an experienced horse person. Or at least if they're inexperienced, they need to be in a boarding facility with someone who can help them train that horse, with the new owner.
Robbie, I would imagine that all of the care that you give has got to be expensive.
It is.
So tell me how you guys raise the funds. Where do you get the money to care for these animals and to continue to publicize your mission?
Well, there are so many caring horse people. The majority of our funding actually comes from private donations. And we have a website, obviously, cantorusa.org/Michigan. And we have PayPal on there, and people go in there all the time and they give us donations. And also Michigan State University, because we pay for the surgeries, Michigan State University has set up an equine rehabilitation fund to also help us pay for the surgeries. So both of those, we also apply for grants, but primarily it's donations and fundraisers, things like that. We attend the Horse Expo there in Lansing every year, and so we have a presence there and get to meet the public and talk about, you know, the horses and what a great thoroughbred, how they would fit into someone's home. But yeah, fundraising is always a main concern, I think, with any 501c3. But there are so many horse people in Michigan, and especially in the Lansing area, that it's just wonderful, and they just step up. You know, I think because it's successful, they see that that, yeah, there's real potential in this horse, and all you need to do is give it a chance. I have to tell you one quick story, which I think you'll appreciate. One of our canter volunteers, and this happens too, they fall in love with some of these horses, and so she adopted two of the horses, and they're obviously the race horses. Well, the two canter horses, they're out in the pasture with about three other horses, and she said it was the most amazing thing. They kind of looked each other in the eye and took each off and raced each other. So it's like that competitive spirit never left. And she said it was really funny because, that was just a kind of fun thing for them.
Well, Robbie, we appreciate your sharing that story, and I'm really happy for what you're doing for these horses. The one other thing they have in common is that if they don't win at the racetrack, it probably means that I bet on them. So bottom line is we appreciate what you're doing with it.
Yep.
We've been talking with Robbie Timmons, a founding member from Canter. Robbie, thanks so much for calling in. We appreciate it.
I appreciate the time. Good luck to you guys.
Thanks. Yeah. We appreciate it.
Robbie, it was just excellent hearing all your energy. That is just fantastic.
Thanks. It's great talking to you guys. And hi to all my fans in Lansing.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Rick, on next week's show, we've got another interesting topic we're going to be talking about. We're going to interview, among others, George Zimmerman from Travel Michigan, and we're going to talk about all of the changes that the different hotels and campgrounds in Michigan have made in order to accommodate people traveling with pets. We're also going to talk about some of the different places you can actually leave your pets while you're traveling and all the details of what you can have done to your pets while you're traveling. So it'll be a very interesting travel show next week at 11 o'clock, and we ask all of you to join us here on 1320 WILS for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. This is Lee Cohen on behalf of Rick Prue saying have a great week, and we ask all of you to please take darn good care of your pets. Have a great week.